We're going to get it fixed. We're just going to keep working on it. So it's an ongoing process, and we're just going to, you know, work on the details and keep getting better at it.
I mean, you guys got so many athletes on that side of the ball, and you guys are ranked dead last in run defense. That's got to hit a nerve a little bit, doesn't it?
It's okay. We, you know, the main thing is, you know, stats are they're only indicators. You know, they tell a little bit of the story. They don't tell everything. They don't show how you know, we came away with two big takeaways when we needed them, you know. So we're not really going to get too concerned with statistics. We're just going to focus on getting wins, and takeaways are the only statistic that we're really too concerned about.
Julius, what impresses you, or what do you notice about the running backs that the Vikings are using? Everyone thinks they can't run the ball without Adrian Peterson. Mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive what they did on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a lot of guys, but got a lot of young guys that are making plays over there, so they definitely pop out on the tape. We notice them, and you know, I've been pretty impressed with 31. I can't remember.
Clay didn't know his name
either. Yeah, but I definitely noticed him on the film. He's making plays, so they got some guys that can make plays. So we're on alert.
You're a quarter of the way into this. How's this Packer experience going for you so far?
It's going good. It's going good. It's still early. It's you know, it's still early. You know, I think we are getting on the right track. So it's been good so far.
What do you see in Bridgewater when you see him on tape? I mean, he had a nice game coming, you know, getting that start last month.
Who was that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's making plays. He's
quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the main thing that I've noticed on him is his poise for being such a young guy in the pocket. You know, he's really comfortable back there and doesn't necessarily run unless he has to. And making good decisions, so he looks like he's been in the league a couple years. So that's a little bit impressive.
Thursday night football games is a lot of fun. I mean, they don't have the same sizzle as a Monday night game, though, right?
It's good. It's good just to play the game and have the weekend off.
Julius, how is being familiar with the NFC North helped you in this 3-game stretch?
Has it helped? You know, it hasn't really, to be honest with you. I won't say it hasn't. Like, I don't know if it has or it hasn't because, you know, each year is different. These are not the same teams and the same personnel from last year. So it all changes. So, you know, we just got to take it one game at a time, one team at a time, and focus on it like that.
Julius, in your experience, you often hear defensive sites turnovers come in bunches.
Mm-hmm.
Pass pressure-wise, you guys have been really close to a lot of sacks. Mm-hmm. You don't have a lot, but you've been getting close. In your experience, is that indicative that you're right there and they're going to start coming, or does that not matter?
Hopefully they're going to start coming. But, you know, the thing is, you know, you make your plays when you have the opportunity to. And, you know, teams know the personnel that we have, and they're not going to let us get into a game where it's a pass rush game and we get to tee off on their O-line and quarterback. So teams have been smart and been protection conscious against us, which is expected. So, you know, once we get in these games where we get a big lead and, you know, the situation comes up and we get a chance to rush, hopefully we'll be able to capitalize on some of those opportunities.
Is there any greater sense of comfort at all when you do put your hand back down in the dirt?
Yeah, I've been doing it my whole career for 12 years, so you know, I'm more comfortable definitely with my hand down, but I'm comfortable in a 2.2, so it's, you know, I just got to learn when to do each stance.
Last two, please.
How tough has it been to play this divisional stretch in such a short amount of time?
It's been really tough. I don't know who came up with a schedule like this to put these games in this 10-day span like this. But, you know, we're getting through it. We're getting through it. You know, the goal is to get this next one, and we come out of this with 2 out of 3, then, you know, obviously we want to get 3 out of 3, but if we get 2 out of 3, I would see that as being a success.
The good thing was the Packer offense has really got going. but you weren't spending much time on the sideline as a defense. Do you notice that kind of thing when the offense is scoring so fast?
Yeah, it was quick. It was real quick out there. You know, they, you know, moving the ball quickly and scoring quickly, which, you know, if that's what it is, then I'm happy with that. You know, I'll play defense for you know, a lot of the game. So, you know, that works for me.
First step to 30, first step to 30. Leave me shot.